Among the almost 36 posts of condolences on the passing of Springwater Township Communication Officer Nicole Odette, this one, by a lifelong friend, encapsulates how many of her friends and colleagues are feeling. Nikki was one of the kindest, smartest and most beautiful souls, and the world is truly dimmer without her, posted Julie Candy. Some of my fondest memories are of traveling, partying and cottaging with her. Moments filled with laughter, love and adventure. Her passing is unimaginable, and she leaves behind a void that can never be filled, she added. Odette, née Van Zutphen, died unexpectedly on March 12. She was 39. She is survived by her husband, Jonathan, and their two children, 6-year-old Harper and 3-year-old Henry. The daughter of Martin and Truus Van Zutphen, Odette leaves behind two siblings, Eric and Jessica, and four nephews, Oliver, Owen, Charles and Liam. The cause of death has not been released. Springwater Township Mayor Jennifer Coughlin said Odette was more than a colleague. She was a mentor, friend and a constant source of support. Her warmth, kindness, quick wit and unwavering generosity left a lasting impression on those who had the privilege of working alongside her, Coughlin said. She was a storyteller who captured the essence of Springwater. Jeff French, the township's deputy fire chief, echoed Coughlin's sentiments. Nicole was a wonderful human being who would do anything to make sure other people were taken care of, French said. He pointed to the recent snowstorms in Emmvale as an example. She's the one who actually got the message out to people to make sure they were aware of what the conditions were like and help make sure they were safe, French said. Odette's passing has been especially hard on her friend and colleague, Springwater's IT manager Michael Burney, who credited Odette with making him the man he is today. I was always a shy person, you know, the typical IT type, Burney said Monday night during the visitation at the Steckley Gooderham Funeral Home in Barrie. She brought me out of my shell very quickly and, if it weren't for her, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. She was my best friend at work, he added. Burney joined the township in early 2014, 3 or 4 months after Odette, and they hit it off when they worked on their first project together, the municipality's website. She was always on top of things, Burney said. She was one of the people you could count on to get things done. When Burney got married a few years ago, Odette planned his bachelor party. She organized the whole thing, he said. People like Nicole come along only once or twice in your lifetime. She always made time for me. Odette's generous and easygoing nature was something of a calling card, according to Jeff Schmidt, Springwater's former chief administrative officer. They joined the township on the same day in 2013. After doing orientation together, Odette reported directly to Schmidt for 4 or 5 years. He had nothing but fond memories. Nicole was a fabulous individual and will be sorely missed, Schmidt said Monday night after paying his respects at the visitation. She was one of probably a handful of people who just got things done. She was one of those individuals who you're never going to replace. According to Schmidt, Odette had another side that belied her corporate communications persona. As much as she was passionate about her job, as much as she would toe the line on policy and legislation, she also had a carefree spirit, he said. She loved to travel and try different things. She loved adventure. Odette's death has left her co-workers in shock, but they're taking solace in the memories created. The impact she left on everyone she worked with is irreplaceable, said Brianna Dean, the township's manager of parks, recreation and facilities. She'll be missed daily but will be forever in our hearts. Springwater will be hosting a special memorial for Odette on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., prior to the start of the township's council meeting, which will start after the memorial. Donations in Odette's memory may be made to the Seasons Center for Grieving Children in Barrie.